You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR to sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Got a pick of the week for you. Actually, two picks of the weeks for you. Bet on Matt Duchene.
It's Christmas, yeah.
Bet on Matt Duchene to score in a Nashville loss. And bet on Mikko Rantanen to score. Always.
Yeah.
Those two seem to be on fire as of late with DraftKings. You can go over there. When you sign up with a new account with code DNVR, bet $5, you get $150 in free bets if the NHL team you pick to win wins their next game. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details or the show notes down below. Of course, they have a Gavin Grom. Call 1-800-522-4700. Jesse, Rudo, coming in as the Avs complete the two-goal comeback this time.
Yeah.
Get the job done in overtime. I'm going to be honest, I wasn't a believer. I didn't think they were going to get it done with, like, even in the third period.
I guess you were halfway through a sentence of, if the Avs don't tie this, when they tied it.
Yeah, I sort of was.
Look, I mean, I actually think this is a... It's not necessarily full circle, but you go back to that Boston game that kind of... It was the first game after the Nathan MacKinnon injury.
Yep. They got straight bodied.
Right. And they fell behind 2-0, and that was when you kind of knew in that game, you were like, they probably don't have the horses to overcome a two-goal deficit. Probably just kind of write this one off. You're on the road. Was the first game against Boston at home?
Yeah, I think so.
Regardless, that first game against Boston after the Nathan MacKinnon injury, it was just like, you kind of write it off. It's not going to be your night. Tonight, you fall behind 2-0. You have the injured lineup. You and I talked about it in the pregame. You needed a depth goal. You needed your Mikko goal. We said Kale, but you had also mentioned scoring from defense just in general.
Yep.
Mikko Rantanen gets it started with an all-world shot. JT Compher ties it up late.
Sam Girard finishes it.
comes through. Nashville Predators revenge game for him. It was exactly what you wanted on the night going into a three-game break. Like, how much better do you think the Avs feel going into the holiday break relative to the Predators right now, given standings and all that
different
stuff?
Different world.
The Preds just blew a two-goal lead on home ice. The Avs with a depleted lineup, and they lost guys during the game. We'll get there.
Yeah.
The Avs overcome a two-goal deficit, winning it in overtime. On the road, they're showing the highlight here on TV of that puck hitting the post right after the Avs had tied it.
Yep.
You make your own luck. We talk about
it
all the time on this show. You make your own luck. The Avs are the better team in the back half of that game. They played well. I thought they earned the points tonight. And you get the bounces because of it. And they're...
Is it 60-second rundown?
No.
It can be. I mean, it might have been.
I mean, I can throw another one down since I know you want to be festive.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say. We'll do the 6-second run. But you know, you get the 2 points. You're feeling very holly and jolly on your way home right now.
As Yahir pulls up the timer here, Avs comfortably in a playoff spot, 4 points behind Dallas for top of the division with 2 games in hand. Nashville currently 5 points out of a playoff spot in the West.
We need to talk about that in general before we get out of here tonight because there's just some really interesting stuff, but. Do you have it all?
Yeah, are you ready to go with whatever this is?
Yeah, I am ready.
There's too many buttons at the bottom of tweets now.
Send it.
3, 2, 1.
First period was honestly one of the worst Avs periods in a while, process-wise. They just did not play a very good period. Unlike some of the other ones where they've had bad moments, this one was just all around bad. Honestly, the fact that they only gave up 1 goal pretty okay. Survivable with that. The second period, at first, started awfully slow, but then the Avs completely took it over, put 21 shots on goal, got back to their dominant possession ways. They eventually get rewarded, or rather, Mikko Rantanen is just the nastiest dude on the ice. We'll talk about the shot. It was ridiculous. Gets it back to a one-goal game for the Avs, and then they just keep pushing in the third. They keep staying strong. They finally get it over the finish line with a beautiful tip from JT Compher to get it tied. That one sneaks it into overtime, as Jesse said. Maybe a good break here or there for the Avs. And the overtime, a power play they don't do a great job of, but they stick with it at 4-on-4. Erod and Sam Girard get it done. As Jesse's doing a TikTok right now.
I'm not on TikTok.
Insta?
Don't do that to me. It's for Insta.
Okay. I feel like Insta for millennials, TikTok for Gen Z. Fair enough.
That's not. Yeah, I'm Vine. Team Vine. Bring
See,
it back.
I was never into Vine either.
Bring it back. But. See, I loved original Vine where you had to do it all with the built-in like interface.
Yeah.
People were forced to be really creatively funny.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Very pro original TikTok.
Either way, it's a great win for Colorado. I mean, let's start from the top.
Yeah.
And Jesse, you tweeted about this during the game. We had a short conversation about it. If you take the word valuable seriously in most valuable player, is it Mikko Rantanen right now?
I think so, and I do want to put this out there. I tweeted it, but that was Rudo's thought. I told him to his face that I was stealing it. look, I mean, the stat came out, and obviously this changed a little bit because the Avs scored two goals after this. But with that Mikko Rantanen goal, he had officially over 25% of the Avs goals. I think it was like 25.
On the entire season three.
25.3, thank you. So he has 1/4 of the team's goals when he scores that one tonight. Look, this is always the debate with this award, right? It's how do you define value?
Yep.
Is it just whoever's the best player in the league, whatever? But for me, I haven't ever voted on it before. But if and when I hopefully ever do get a vote on it. Actually, I hope they take it away from the media.
Right.
But while it's here, I'd like a piece.
Just remove it and have the Ted Lindsay and let it be.
Right. and I guess that's my thing is it's like, to me, Connor McDavid is Ted Lindsay. Like,
yep.
He's Ted Lindsay the next several years.
Indefinitely. Yep.
You know, maybe a guy like Cale Makar sneaks in there 1 year or something like that.
If he really goes off, yeah.
If you're talking about how the award is defined, who is the player deemed most valuable to their team's success? At this point right now, you're what, 9 games ahead of the halfway mark. I don't see how it's not Mikko Rantanen, given the context. And that's the part that is always so frustrating about these types of awards is not everyone is watching this every night. There are a lot of people on the East Coast who sleep through a lot of Avs games, don't even know how injured they actually are. Mikko Rantanen has kept this team afloat, and he's done so with elite play. You said it earlier. That's an all-world shot on a very good goaltender. Mikko Rantanen, to me... Sure, you know, we got a comment there saying Tage Thompson. Sure, put him in there,
even
too.
He's got Alex Tuch.
Right. But I don't see how you look at any other guy. You know, Mikko Rantanen has a fourth of this team's goals.
Yep.
Take him away.
The Avs are the Broncos without Mikko
Rantanen. Right. and Mikko Rantanen is dragging them into, like you said, they're 4 points back of number one in the division. Again, I did TDSP earlier with Adam. And he asked me how they've kind of held up. I said, look, despite all these injuries, the Avs are, when you factor in games in hand, they're in contention for the West. Like, they're very in contention for top seed in the West.
Yep.
Despite everything that's happened, and a lot of that has been led by Mikko Rantanen, especially up front in this last stretch of games. He's going to have a very Merry Christmas. He's on an absolute heater right now. He has dragged the Avs back into division contention before they've even started to get guys like Nathan MacKinnon back. Extremely impressive stuff.
I'm just going to have to like mute people on Twitter in February where the Avs are like back healthy and steamrolling teams and people could be like, where Mikko plays with Nathan? He didn't for an entire month, bro.
Right. And like, I don't know if this is just me, but like, Mikko Rantanen is playing different this
agree.
Year, too.
Hard agree.
It's not just that he's, like, on a tear. There's a different use of physicality to his game. He's not shying away from contact. In fact, he's embracing it. He's using that size in a way he never has before. And he wants the puck on his stick. He knows he's an elite passer. So I feel like in the past he's tried
to
over distribute.
Sure. Yeah.
And right now he's just like, no, I'm just gonna bury all of these.
Oh right, I'm better than NHL goalies.
Right.
I remember.
And I'm bigger than everyone else out here. I'm bigger than everyone out here, and I'm a better shooter than any of these guys are goalies. I'm just going to take over. And that's what he's doing, and he's doing it now at a prolonged clip. And we'll get to JT Compher because, again, he only scores big goals. Yeah. Andre Burakovsky only scored pretty goals. JT Compher only scores big goals.
It's true. Very accurate. I do want to get into that. I do want to talk a little bit about some of the negatives that Colorado dealt with in this game, too. Number one, it was a slow start. Again,
yeah,
just not good enough, especially early in the first period. Avs got to find a way to get into games quicker. Again, hopefully this 3 days off will get them some legs. They'll feel a little bit better in that regard, but yeah, it's starting to become a pattern that needs to be fixed. More importantly, and this is he's got to take the hat off. It's too much for him. The Avs just about fit the runtime of the Fellowship in the Ring. Fellowship of the Ring in between 5-on-5 goals played time. It was almost three full games of hockey without a 5-on-5 goal.
Yeah.
Thankfully, they broke that, but yeesh.
So, I don't know. I go back and forth with this kind of stuff because, like, we went through this stretch where you went, like, 2.5 games with no one other than Mikko scoring.
Yeah.
You have this stretch right now. I mean, shit, dude, they went, I think, what was it that DMACC looked up? 73 shots.
Yeah.
And it was, like, 5 periods in between goals. Yet they won both of those games.
It's like actually insane.
Right.
Like,
So I don't know. I go back and forth because there's part of me that says I'm not going to put much stock into trends right now.
Yeah.
Just given how in flux the roster has been. But at the same time, to the point that Jared Bednar has made a couple times now where it's like, look, if this is going to be the team, then you have to have expectations for this version of the team.
Yeah, it's
true. And you need to start chipping in. That's what we were talking about earlier. You wanted to see that depth scoring. You get one from JT Compher tonight. I'm not going to be worried about it prolonged, but as long as this is the group, and again, Val Nichushkin goes down tonight, you do need to find it somewhere. Nice to see Lehkonen and Compher connect for that one.
Yeah, it's... And that's the other negative, obviously. Val, lower body, who knows if it's related to his other stuff or not. Doesn't feel good. You also had Martin Kaut apparently go down tonight. You had JT Compher and Brad Hunt go down the tunnel, although they did return.
Yep.
Still, I still truly believe the biggest obstacle for this Avs team is health. But,
oh, for sure. And we can talk... I want to talk a little bit more about Val once you're done there.
Yeah. He's kind of been an important piece for Colorado in the time he's been back.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
We'll see. I mean, with the bad news, the good news is sounds like Darren Helm's really close. Sounds like McKinnon might be a little closer than people originally thought.
Yeah.
So there's that. But Avs survive without Val? ?
Yeah. And then, like I said, I want to talk just a little bit about him just in general. And kind of where I think he's at. But.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I thought you were going to do that first.
No, we'll do it after this. Yeah.
Well, no, so I tweeted it out, and not getting too far into it, I've had some concerns about Val not quite being at 100% since he came back to the lineup. There were some things that I just led me to believe that he wasn't quite there.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, I'm kind of looking at that as I'm kind of getting the sense now that, I don't know, did they maybe just say, hey, are you close enough? Good. We need you back because he made a huge impact despite not putting up the numbers necessarily.
Yep.
And I don't know if the idea was kind of like, can we get enough out of you to get to like the break where we can now get some guys back.
Be the Band-Aid for us a little bit.
Yeah. Right. I was skeptical of him being at 100% from the jump. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, I think AJ tweeted it out tonight too. Like, it's pretty clear Val wasn't that mobile tonight.
Yeah.
And he ends up leaving the game. So.
Yeah. He's taken maintenance the last two morning skates and practice.
So, it's a lot of maintenance.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's nothing serious. Hopefully, he's good to come back after the break.
I genuinely believe that they just got him to a point where he was good enough. Can you get back into some games for us? They were just so depleted, and he was the closest.
Yeah.
I never thought he was quite at 100%.
Understandable. I think we might have to bring back the Foco bobblehead casts at this point.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they'd make a killing if they put casts on their bobbleheads. But
I'll have to reset my counter.
There you go. It is back to zero. For all of your bobblehead and apparel, merch, all that good stuff for both the Avalanche and all of the other Colorado and sports teams across the country, Foco.com has you covered. That's FOCO.com. Get over there today to check it all out. They have a bunch of awesome stuff ranging from, you know, shirts, hats, normal stuff, bobbleheads, Crocs, blankets, all the good stuff. They've got you covered at Foco. When you use code DNVR with them, you get 10% off your purchase too. So be sure to check it out. Go to Foco.com today. Pick up your Avs stuff. Also brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. They've got their Christmas ales out there. What a better time to get it. A little stocking stuffer for Christmas. Throw a Christmas ale in there, and I'd be a happy camper. That's for sure.
I love that. They can't. Oh, maybe they can. Yeah, it's on the floor over there under the planter. I've always loved the little mini keg.
Yeah, you can kind of see it. It's a little hard to see.
Yeah. They can see it.
That's true. We're on like tiny screen, probably. Yeah. The little mini keg, just a bunch of delicious Christmas ale in it.
Yeah. Give it to a brother-in-law or something like that. You don't know who to get a gift for. Put it in the fridge, and there you go. It's got a nice little tap on it. Good to go.
Works for everybody's Christmas parties. Also brought to you by Athletic Greens. You can go to athleticgreens.com today to take control of your health. Get it today. One scoop in your cup of water every single morning to get you healthy. Keep your immune system boosted and get you going. Jesse was talking about people coming in sick to work and how it really grinds his gears earlier today. Mm-hmm. Athletic Greens to make sure those people don't get you sick.
Yeah, just throw Athletic Greens out.
Start doing ceremonies over the door.
Yeah, burning AG1
Sage. What? Incense and myrrh, is that what Megan said?
Yeah. I hope Megan's watching this, and she's just like, no, you'll be hexed forever if you do that. Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah, terrible idea.
No, it's for drinking in your cup of water. It does have 75 different vitamins and minerals, a bunch of adaptogens and probiotics in it. Many athletes use it as their daily routine, too. So jump in on it. Join it today with athleticgreens.com, and when you order, you will get a year's supply of vitamin D to go along with it for absolutely free. Next period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Avs did lose the special teams battle today, but weirdly, I almost look at this as a positive because it means they played that much better, at least in the second half of this game at 5-on-5.
I just have to bring this up again.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Rudo and I we can't wrap our minds around. It's been this level of cheering for the last 2.5 hours of this basketball game. I just don't know where you NBA fans get the energy. I just don't get it.
It's tough for me.
It wears me out listening to them. I just couldn't live and die on every possession like that.
They're up by like 15, and it's like, okay.
Yeah. I just don't get it.
This game feels pretty over to me. I don't know.
As Portland hits a three. Yeah, right. Yeah. And we're right back on the edge of our seats. What was the question?
I don't know. The question was, how do you cheer that much? Yeah. 5-on-5, I feel like it was that much better because they lost the special teams battle tonight.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it was this is, and again, all of this, I think files under the context of the way this season has started with all the injuries and all that stuff. The Avs are one of the worst 5-on-5 teams in the league right now in terms of sheer production.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, I think you like the fact that you had to get this done at 5-on-5 to a certain extent. Like you said, you went a long stretch in between 5-on-5 goals, and I think you needed some. I go back to that game that Mikko Rantanen scored the hat trick for the overtime winner, and he talked about, like, look, we needed that.
Yep.
I think it was against St. Louis. Like, yep. We needed that win. We felt like we had gone several games of doing good things, and we hadn't got rewarded for it. We were, you know, I think that was right after the Boston debacle.
Was there another loss in there, I think, maybe? But
It was the Rangers shootout loss.
Yeah, that's right.
It was Boston shutout, Rangers shootout loss. And they come off of that. They go into St. Louis. They play a good game. Mikko Rantanen scores three goals in the shootout. Oh, my gosh. Three goals. Hat trick coming in overtime for the win.
Yep.
And he said that helped just to win. Like, we knew we were playing well, but to get a win, and I think it's the same thing tonight, you knew you were doing good things at 5-on-5 and you just hadn't been able to get one to go. You did good things at 5-on-5. You and get
it,
rewarded
it worked
for
once.
Right.
Yeah. Gets that, I don't want to call it a monkey on their back, but gets them believing that it actually will go in for them again a little bit. And that,
right. And you hear that all the time, and it's why everyone feels optimistic anytime a streaky player or, you know.
Yep.
Whatever. I'm not going to call anybody on it. Yeah. Right. They score a goal, like, oh, that'll get them going. And it's like, will it?
Maybe.
But it's because that is a real thing, and you see examples of that. And, you know, as much as the Avs excelled on the power play early in the season, they're struggling with it right now. So you got to find a way to generate goals. Otherwise, you're able to break through on 5-on-5. You feel nice.
Yep. And they do it multiple ways, right? Obviously, the Mikko laser beam is a Mikko laser beam. But the game-tying goal is a deflection in front from JT Compher.
Yeah.
I would be remiss to call it a good bounce, but you only have so much control over where you're deflecting a puck to.
Yeah. I'll give Confer a little bit of credit. He's always been one to work on that with Gabe after practice.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I'll give him a little bit, but you're right. You're waving at that.
I mean, credit the hand-eye coordination to get stick on it.
Oh, it's, for sure.
You know, it's going to go where it's going to go after that, though.
Yeah. But it's actually what you talked about in the pregame. Lekkonen cycling up high,
true,
grabbing that puck and throwing it on from up there. Like you said, the Avs, I don't want to be too dramatic with this, but like they threw a lot of teams off. I remember in particular two seasons ago, the year they lost to Vegas, just watching teams be completely lost trying to chase them around with that high cycle.
Yep.
It's not that teams hadn't done it before, but no one had done it to that level before.
Aggressively,
right? That aggressively with that kind of speed, with that kind of skill, and they still do it as good as anybody. And that was another example. And you brought it up in the pregame that they like to do that.
It's just they truly believe in it. It worked a lot better when Nathan MacKinnon was doing
it. Right. Bit of a better shooter. Yeah,
we've seen it expand to their whole lineup over the last couple of years. So. Obviously, hard to argue when it works like it does tonight.
Right,
so.
right. But yeah, no, and then again, it's Sam Girard in overtime.
Yeah, can someone actually do the statistics on this? It'd be really hard to pull, but it has to be that X players just score on their teams significantly more, right? It has to be.
I would love to see that.
Because both Duchesne and Girard scored tonight.
I'd love to see that. And again, I feel like that kind of goes back to like the, cause I actually had someone in my mentions like, maybe this gets Girard going. Like, it's just there is that kind of mythological thing that's just like, you're playing against your extra team, you're extra motivated.
You just give it that little extra juice.
Yeah. But you know, like, look, Sam Girard jumps in on the rush in overtime.
Yep.
Great pass from Evan Rodriguez. The deception, you and I were talking about it, the deception that Evan Rodriguez has in his game is not something I was aware of.
Yeah, he's pretty sneaky.
Dude, he's very sneaky. He's got that ability to, like, I thought he was shooting that puck tonight. Like,
great look off for sure.
Right. He's just got a great way of loading up and showing one thing and then distributing the puck in a different way. And even that shootout move that he pulls is that to an extent where it's like he sells that he's pulling it backhand.
His body language,
so hard that, I mean, like, you've had some two very good goaltenders bite on that now. It was another example of it in that game that Saros didn't even have a look. I can't believe you're giving that away
for free when you can put all the socks are still on, all right? You got to pay extra for the feet picks.
That's right.
$50 super chat, I'll take the sock off. I'll stink it up here. look, I do think you still are begging for a little bit more out of your proper depth. Not to say that JT Comfort isn't depth, but right now he's playing a lot of minutes.
Right.
There were some good plays from Ben Myers. You were hoping for that one between him and Newhook. Just find a little something to get in the net.
Just barely missed it.
Just hasn't quite come yet for those bottom six guys. And it's something I've railed on quite a bit over the last week or two. When you find ways to win, it's a lot harder to rail on stuff like that.
Right. Well, it's it's so funny because, like, that, you're right. When the Avs went through that stretch right at the end of the season last year when they lost however many games it was in a row, and Mikko Rantanen later told me, like, we had packed it in.
We did not care.
Yeah, like, we were done. We had run away with the West, obviously our division, like, we knew where we were at. And it was funny because, like, everyone was like, oh, the depth, oh, the this. It's like, yeah, this has been like this all season. Right. But they've just gotten, like, you don't notice it when the team plays, you know, well.
Yep.
But
when they're up 2-0, 3-0 early and they don't need a goal, it's like, oh, that's okay, cool.
Right. It's like, yeah, who gives a shit? But it's just so funny because, like, you're right. It's
still lacking.
It's still lacking, but you won.
Yep.
Again, they went the stretch where they won 1-0 in a shootout and then 1-1 in overtime. So yeah, you went almost two full games without scoring a goal and you're 2-0 in those games.
Yep.
Who cares?
Well, and again, the consistency of this team even without some of their stars. While the first period was bad, they came out and punched Nashville in the mouth with possession for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Put 21 shots on them in the second period. And it's easy to see why this team is good, why this team is winning.
Right.
It's just the puck started going in the net for them a little bit.
Right.
That's all.
Well, and you know, again, you hear so much conversation about experience and these guys know how to win and da da da. And while I think that can be overblown at times, you're seeing the example of it. Like, does this not look the same way that Tampa did last year in the playoffs, where it's just like, throw whatever at us, we're
don't
just
care.
Gonna deal with it. Like, yeah, we'll just handle it, and that's the end of it. Like, this team's just, the injuries keep piling up, and somehow they just contain a different. Mikko Rantanen plus a different person is figuring out how to get it done. Again, you got Cale Makar at nearing a point per game pace, and people are saying that he's off to a slow start. this has now crossed the line over to a veteran team, knows how to win. They're very comfortable at who they are.
I love the Tampa comparison because I think that's perfect. You go up against a lot of these teams, and the Avs are like, yeah, throw whatever at us. It's fine.
Right.
And then you go up against a team like Boston, and you're like, ah, okay, we kind of need guys back for this
one. Right, right, right. Mentally, we can skate with you, but we don't have the horses to do it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, it's just, but again, even in those games, like that second game, part of what made the shutout at home really suck for them was I actually thought they played really hard.
Yep.
I thought they played a good game.
Couldn't get one to go, though.
Right, and they just couldn't get one to go. But again, like they just didn't seem shaken. They didn't seem intimidated by that version of a Boston team, which most teams, correctly so, would be.
Yep.
And again, Nashville gets up 2-0. They're like, we smoked you guys in here 4 months ago.
It'll be fine. We'll
do it again.
And they kind of did.
Right.
And finding ways to win is the key right now for Colorado. which gets us to overtime. Our king of the game. We're giving it to Sam Girard.
Yeah.
The man needed a good one. He got a good one tonight. I honestly don't even fault him for the first goal. I went back and watched it. He doesn't follow his man across the ice, but that's because he has on the penalty kill and set up in the box. And Logan O'Connor is kind of just floating out high. So,
yeah,
I really do think, more than anything, I think Sam Girard's game has been trending in the right direction for the last handful here. And I know people look at the game score shit and all that. Game score punishes being on the ice for goals against a lot, even if they aren't Sam Girard's fault. A night like tonight, he puts one in the back of the net. You start to feel like, all right, Sam Girard is hanging around doing good things.
Right.
The Avs need that from their defense. We talked about it.
I asked Jared Bednar about him a couple days ago, and I want to be able to pull the quote, and I'll put it out there and all that stuff, but I want to make sure I get it right. But, I just kind of asked him, like, look, we all see it. We all see it. There's been a decline in his game. And he mentioned that he thought Sam Girard was playing maybe a little bit more tentatively, wasn't skating the way that he normally does.
Sure.
But he also mentioned, this is a couple days ago, right? You know, like after he said over the last week and a half, I feel like he's using his legs more. I feel like he's tapping into that stuff that's vintage Sam Girard and not trying to change his game. And I thought, again, his hallmark is his skating and his ability to jump into play. He jumps into play tonight, gets involved on a goal, he scores the game winner. That's Sam Girard's style of play.
Bread and
butter, yeah, using your legs, being evasive, having good escapability, all of that good stuff, and I thought that was on display for him.
All right, let's get to these super chats before someone pays for my feet.
I told him I had 100 likes.
Well, they got a long
take
way to
go. Take off your foot.
Not even your foot.
$2 from Vaguely Sober, who says, DNVR, king of the game, JTC's face. No, Erod's face is the king of the game. I don't know if you guys saw that clip that I made, but all-timer. You could put anything, any phrase with Erod going. Yeah, I know. $5 from Melanie, who says, thanks for the insight. Loving the podcast. Appreciate you, Melanie. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
$2 from Rick, who says, do you think Pastrnak is good comparable to Mikko? Different players, I would say, but yeah, both very, very elite.
Contractually, I can tell you this right now, Mikko Rantanen is going to be pointing at David, whatever contract David Pastrnak gets this summer. He's like, yeah, I want that.
Give me those. $5 from Jonathan, who says, Avs approaching the level of horror film villain. Just refuse to die. JT going to get overpaid for clutchness next year. Let's go, Avs.
Wait. Who did they say is? Oh, the Avs. In Matt Duchesne's movie, they certainly are.
Dude just can't kill
how
them,
many
can
games does that guy have to score against the Avs and watch his team? So that now puts him up to 10 goals in 11 games against the Avs.
And the Avs are like...
I guess that was at in Ball Arena. He's 1-7 at Ball Arena, having scored in all but one. Yeah, this now makes him 10 goals in 11 games. And I think at best he's maybe 3-8.
The crazy part about the ones in Ball Arena is a decent number of those goals are like go-ahead goals for Nashville.
Right,
and
right,
then he
right.
scores and the Avs are like, wait a minute. Now we can't lose this hockey game.
Yeah. Nuggets just finished up. I got two quick stats or two quick things.
Stats. Very quickly, on the late super chat here, Georgiev is pretty sexy lately. Has played very, very well. No argument there.
Great way of putting it. The over-under on Mikko Rantanen for shots on goal was 3.5 in this game. Blaze took the over. He had 13. Overhit pretty easily.
Yeah, not bad.
And then... per the Avs head of PR, Brendan McNicholas, always the best stats on Twitter for Avalanche Hockey. The last time the Avalanche went to overtime in three straight games and won all three of those contests was March 10th through the 14th of 2012.
Damn. Wild. That's 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other news very quickly. Ovi hit 802.
Yeah.
So me and Jesse were right. We would rather have Ovi's career at the end of the day.
That's right. That's right. He's, what, 92 away? 92 from tying the record, 93 away from breaking it.
Could be two seasons. Could be two seasons.
You get him back those lockout years, we're maybe on record watch right now.
He's going for 1,000 if he could give him back the lockout years.
Oh, I'm even more mad now. I hadn't thought about that.
Anyway, we are going to wrap this one up. We're going to let the Nuggets jump on, talk about their win. We pulled off the double. Both teams won it tonight. We appreciate all of y'all. We will be off for the weekend, of course, but we'll be back on Monday. So be sure to tune in for that. He did put on the hat earlier,
yeah.
Megan.
Yeah, Megan, had you been watching, had you been being a good friend, you would have seen.
We love you, and we will talk to you guys on the next one.